Let's stay in the courts and go to the Free State, where the Nulani corruption trial is underway, this major fraud and corruption trial to do with the Guptas and the Gupta associates, including Iqbal Sharma. Today, a forensic auditor at National Treasury, Sipiwe Mahlangu, back on the stand. Remember, we told you yesterday that the media weren't allowed to show this testimony, but the media were actually allowed to be in the court. The accused are facing charges to do with colluding with former Free State officials in swindling the state of more than 25 million rand. EWN reporter Nokukanya Mtambo is in court for us. Nokukanya, good afternoon to you. What have we been hearing today from Sipiwe Mahlangu?
Good afternoon, Mandy. The matter here in court has gained a bit more momentum compared to what we saw yesterday when we dealt more with the administrative elements of his testimony. Today, Mahlangu, back on the stand, is being cross-examined by the defense advocates who are obviously representing the accused in the matter. And they've spent the morning just dealing with a number of documents that were given to Mahlangu by an investigating officer who had contacted him asking that he peruse some of the documents from 2011 that were used to award the Nulani Investment Company the tender in this matter. And he was asked then, in essence, to make a determination on whether or not procurement regulations were flouted. And the confusion in that matter was whether or not, or really was the question about what procurement strategy had been used in awarding Nulani Investments the tender. Was it, one, a deviation from the procurement rules in an instance of an emergency, or whether the procurement was done based on the public-private partnership rules that allow a contract between government or a government entity as well as a private entity. Those are the documents, in essence, that they've been dealing with. And the defense has poked a lot of holes in Mahlangu's testimony during this cross-examination and whether or not he's qualified to make that sort of determination, because in essence, Mahlangu said that after looking at all of these documents, he found that no documents were given to a national treasury stating that the agreement between Nulani and the state would be a public-private public-private partnership, or that there was a document submitted requesting a deviation from the procurement regulations, and in essence that would make the tender irregular, that 25 million rand tender irregular. And so again, the defense poking holes about whether or not he really has any jurisdiction in that matter to make the determination that the matter was irregular. Mandy?
Nokukanya, thank you for wrapping up that testimony for us. Nokukanya Mtambo, EWN reporter in court in the Bloemfontein High Court today for the Nulani corruption trial.